Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. You have me today, and I have you. So please call in. This is the Take Two family. We just celebrated 9 years on Saturday, 9 years this past Saturday of Take Two. And I'll share more about that because today is our All About Relationships show. It's for the month of June, all about relationships on the table. If you want to talk about the relationship with yourself, with God, with your spouse, with friends, with siblings, with your pets, any relationship is on the table to talk about, and let's do that today during this show. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Matt Kibinski loves to answer the calls from anyone that is listening, so you're part of the Take Two family. Yes, 9 years we celebrated Take Two on Saturday, June 15th. It was also the day that Al Cresta went to go meet the Lord. And Al passed during when I was doing the show with Adam Bly, The Spirit World. So it was a very emotional day on many levels. And the Take Two family showed up in a big way with their condolences for the Cresta family, Sally and the kids and the grandkids. And he will forever be missed, but never forgotten, because he left such a huge legacy in Catholic ministry. He was a hero of mine. I said that many times on Take Two, because I really believe he had been through a lot, and I just feel he suffered well, he served well, and then, you know, he's in the arms of our Lord. So we can remember Al during the show as well, because it's all about relationships. And if he had an impact on your faith life, if he inspired you, encouraged you, influenced you, formed you, enlightened you about the topics that he was willing to tackle, and he wasn't afraid of anything. He definitely took these really difficult topics head on, and he handled it beautifully. So if you have anything to say, now is the time to do it as well, because we are a family, the Take Two family. And for 9 years, we've been going strong, and relationships, it's all about our relationship with God, right? It's all about that. But then it's our relationship with each other. And that is very, very important. So if you have something to say, something to share, something to ask about relationships, please do it now at 833-288-3986. Let's fill all those phone lines on this Monday, please. And if you do want to also wish a happy anniversary for the Take Two family, go for it, because all over social media, you did just that. Beautiful comments about how some of you had tuned in from the very first broadcast. I'm getting so emotional already about the Take Two family, and then also about the passing of Al Cresta. And I will tell you that it is just wonderful to see Christians come together, support one another, rejoice, and also have a lot of tears and sadness when we lose somebody we care about. But it's, you know, it's our loss, but heaven's gain. And I'm sure Al's work continues, because he was tough, you know, and he could fight the good fight. And it's an interesting thing, life, and we journey together. It's all about relationships today on Take Two. Matt Kibinski's answering calls. Michael McCall's on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Thank you for all the kind comments about the anniversary of Take Two. Also, we have Charles Beery at the controls. So you have a couple minutes to put things aside and make your call about relationships. If you do want to ask a question about a particular relationship in your life, please do so. Jerry and I are life coaches, but you got me today. And I have been a life coach since the year 2000. So whatever you want to ask, I'll happily try to impart some words of wisdom or suggestions or things of that nature, life skills that can help you get on with your relationship in a positive way today, starting today. Remember, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So this is the day, guys. We have no idea when the good Lord is going to call us home. So let's always be ready and working towards getting closer to God, especially our relationship with God. So who's with me on this? I need your help. Please fill all of those phone lines plus. Okay. Please don't leave me alone. I'll get too emotional, because I, you know, I remember when I started full-time Catholic radio ministry in 2010, Al Cresta was so kind to me from the very beginning. What a true gentleman. He lived a great life, a very interesting life. You should read about his twists and turns in life and bringing him back into the Catholic Church. It's fascinating. I know the Journey Home probably has the archives of it, and there's things floating all over social media. So let's keep his legacy going with handling topics and getting closer to God and bringing the truth, shining a light out there into the world, and really spreading the gospel message with charity and clarity. So who's with me on this? Let's go. Fill those phone lines. Relationships today. All relationships are on the table on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back tomorrow. Like I said, you have me today. I need you. So fill those phone lines. Come on, you guys. Don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to call in. If you were an original listener to Take Two, probably maybe some of the Lunch Bunch group, or when you the very first broadcast in June of 2015, call in and share how has it changed for you? What has listening to this program done for you? Do you feel like you have this virtual community you can identify with? I'd like to hear all the details. I'm curious in a really good way. I don't think I'm nosy. I think I'm curious because I really want to just see how we've grown as the body of Christ. Will you help me with it? So this is all about relationships. There go the phone lines. Thank you. Please don't sit this out. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Brand new first-time callers. Love to hear from you. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. It's all about relationships today on Take Two. It's our monthly show. Once a month, we open the phone lines for any and all relationships. So please call in. And if you have a question or a comment, or if you're a counselor, a therapist, and you can impart some wisdom, please do so on this show. This is a worldwide platform, so we need your help. 833-288-3986. And if you have something to share about Al Cresta, please do so on this broadcast, and I'll be right back. It's all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So please call in. You can also share something about Al Cresta and how he impacted your faith life, your spiritual life. I know he did for me. I so many things. I mean, the way he was not afraid to tackle the most difficult issues and to present them in such an eloquent way. But you know, it was hard hitting, and it was fantastic journalism, and his sensibilities on subjects were just spot on. Wow, he is truly missed. But let's never forget him because he's part of the family. So please call in if you'd like to share something special about Al Cresta. I'm sure his family may be listening, or somebody in the Ave Maria radio area may be listening as well. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. But we are talking about relationships today, all relationships. So if you have a particular relationship you'd like to address, or you want to ask a question or make a comment or share something, you know, remember there's thousands and thousands of souls listening right now that it could really help another couple, another relationship. So please do so. Don't sit this out. We do have some first-time callers calling in. That's wonderful. 833-288-3986. Please fill up those last remaining open phone lines. Before we get to Susie in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Susie, hold on. I just want to share with our listeners National Life Rosary. Turn to Mary, the Mother of God, for help hearing witness to the gift of life with the National Life Rosary. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I just, my screen just jumped. So let me start over. Turn to Mary, the Mother of God, for help bearing witness to the gift of life with the National Life Rosary. Designed exclusively for EWTN, the unique centerpiece and crucifix represent the reality that all life is sacred and begins at conception. help pray for and build a culture of life with the National Life Rosary. Available now at EWTNRC.com. Please forgive me. I'm reading. I still have a little bit of my eyesight in my right eye is a little off. So when I hit the screen a little too quickly, it goes off the screen and then I have to get it back and then I have to readjust. So it's a long story, but bear with me. But you guys know my heart. So the National Life Rosary at EWTNRC.com. Okay, we do have two open phone lines. I really need you to fill those lines about relationships today. You can talk about the relationship with God that you have, or the relationship with yourself or your pet. How about that? 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Susie, who is a first-time caller from Ann Arbor, Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to send condolences for Al Cresta, and we'll keep him in my prayers. I have a question about a relationship with my mom. I've been in a marriage for about 30 years and have experienced a fair amount of emotional and verbal abuse that stems from my husband's family, in particular his mom and dad. Praise God, we've been through a lot of counseling and work, and we've decided, you know, to stay together and work through things. As of late, my mother-in-law has been reaching out to my mom and really trying to befriend her, and I feel like it's in a manipulative way, kind of undermining my relationship with my mom. So my question is do I say something to my mom, like, this is actually hurtful, or do I let it go? Am I being petty? Or I just kind of would like your idea of something I could do or maybe should do.
Well, let me get a couple things just for confirmed and for clarification. So your mother-in-law is reaching out to your mom for what is the main purpose? Did they have a relationship before you guys got married?
No.
Okay. So what do you think the reason is behind it?
I feel like there's loneliness there.
Okay.
You know, but at the same time, my mom's known what I've been through with my marriage. And so it almost feels like it's a betrayal in a way.
So, okay. So does your mother feel compromised? Like she has to share things with your mother-in-law, or are they talking behind your back or about your relationship? I mean, do you know I guess I'm just kind of wondering where this relationship is going or where it's headed.
That's what I'm confused by. I don't know why my mother-in-law would start wanting to create some big friendship with my mom. And I don't actually think my mom even wants it. So I kind of feel like it's creating conflict.
And okay. So, and you're close to your mom.
Yeah.
Okay. So based on what you're sharing, and unless I'm missing some of the details here's a suggestion for you. I would just sit with your mom and say, you know, we don't want to, I mean, obviously your mother-in-law is your husband's mom, and so she's part of the family, and you don't want to create any difficulties there. But maybe share with your mom that you just wanted, there's certain things that are off limits that your mom really shouldn't be talking about if you're not present. And if, you know, and you kind of set down what those are. So like if my mother was still alive and this was happening and I felt like awkward about it, I would just say to my mom, listen, mom, you know, if you want to talk about the weather with my mother-in-law, if you want to talk about, you know, I don't know, lunch plans or things that you've done or things that, you know, that's going on in the world or even politics, whatever, that's fine. But when it comes to my marriage or my family or my relationship, I would appreciate you not maybe sharing things unless I'm present there in the conversation, or I have some representation from of myself and my family, simply because when you have that kind of situation happening, you can have almost like a triangulation going on. It can be strange what can happen, because things can get said. They're not meant to be hurtful, but yet it can come back to you as something that's like a betrayal. Does that help? I mean, can you kind of set? I would set it with your mom, because you're closer to your mom, to tell your mother-in-law what's off limits. I don't know. That might create some a bit of a hiccup there. What do you say, Susie?
I agree. I think a conversation with my mom it would be helpful, and I think she would actually be receptive. So.
Yeah, and make it positive. Like, encourage your mom too. Like, I don't want to stop you from talking to my mother-in-law. I don't want to prevent you from having a relationship and a friendship with her. That's wonderful. It's just that, you know, I feel this way with pretty much every relationship, Susie. If the person somehow, even in a roundabout way, is being talked about, just a roundabout way, like, I wonder how Susie's doing or something like that. The person needs to represent themselves. They need to be there in the conversation, because when they're not there, there's always going to be a misunderstanding, or the way somebody heard it, or the way they communicate it going forward. I've seen a lot of relationships really get hurt in deep ways just by a misstatement or a misunderstanding that started from an innocent conversation, but because all the players weren't there, you know, nobody really knew what was intended. So I just think it's probably better that they keep their relationship separate from your marriage. What do you say?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your insight.
Okay. Were you thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I miss any details?
No, I think I knew that was the right answer. So I appreciate your insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susie, for being a first-time caller and the kind words you said about Al Cresta. That is wonderful. Okay, Susie just freed that phone line. This is all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You have me today. And I am a life coach, and I've been a life coach for many years. So if you'd like to ask a question about a relationship, now it's kind of like free advice here. So call in 833-288-3986. Any therapists or counselors out there that you're hearing what I'm sharing with the callers, if you disagree or you want to add something, call in as well. We have a lot of counselors that listen to the show. They actually like it. We have a lot of priests that listen to the show too. They get great homily material, they tell us. So if you're a priest or a clergy member, please call in if you have something to say about the topics that we discuss or anything about Al Cresta. That would be wonderful on today, because it's a tribute to Al. He passed on Saturday. Also, it was our 9-year anniversary, June 15th, for Take Two. So if you want to share anything about Take Two, now's the time to do it. Maybe make some future suggestions for show topics. We are finishing up the summer calendar. We've got some really cool topics prepared for you, so that's exciting. But it's all about relationships. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. We're going to go to Abraham in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Abraham. Thank you for calling, and
yes,
welcome.
Hello. Hi. Am I on air?
You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm calling in to pray. I had a nice Father's Day, well, sort of nice stuff for myself. But my employee, Jimmy Duncan, who I'm calling to ask prayer about, he's been going through a lot of things with his daughter, his relationship with his ex-wife, and himself, along with his machines. And last night, one good thing in his life, his truck broke down, and he asked me, boss, can you come help pick it up? We went out, it's already towed away, and he just burst crying. He said, man, what's going on? I don't understand. All these things are happening to me. Mm-hmm. Well, when I met Jimmy, I, too, was going through a lot of spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Revelation, it says that in the end days, that Satan's going to have his minions, you know, trying to persecute the just to the point where trying to throw them into jail. I think it's somewhere between seven and nine. Mm-hmm. The point is that Jimmy, he's lost everything. He lost his trailer just over a babysitting incident. And we had to get details. He was just, you know, the person whose land he was staying on didn't like the babysitter he hired. Throws him out of his trailer, and he went homeless. He picked up his daughter because she was homeless by her mother and his ex-wife. And then he loses his truck, and now he has no means to work. And he just says, I don't understand it. I said, Jimmy, I asked you time and time, put your face in your hand and start to pray. I said, Jimmy, I pray for all my homes, my machines, my health, my children, even my pets, you know. And that's the thing is that out here in Texas, I'm not hearing any nice stories from anyone, and a lot of spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. I think it's because of our proximity to Mexico and Cuba and all the things that come out of that country as Day of the Dead worshiping Satanism. But the point is that I've been asking for a coverage over myself, for protection, and to be on the right path. And there's been so many things. But I really care for this man, Jimmy. He's only been my employee for a few months now, and I've helped him out in the ways of dollars and time. But I just really think it's not that. I think it's prayer, and that's the reason why I called him. His name is James Duncan. He's 51 years old, but he likes to go by Jimmy even at that age. Okay.
Well, I put him in the book as you were speaking, Abraham, and I put you in the book as well, and all the folks that you work with. And you know, there is an element of spiritual warfare, absolutely, but there's also our choices and the consequences of our choices. So the one thing that we can do right away is start to make good decisions for our lives and do it in small ways. And it sounds like you are a good example, Abraham, for Jimmy. And if you could continue to encourage him to keep making the right choices, baby step it, he will start to experience positive results, and that'll build up his strength so he could keep going, and then he can make the necessary adjustments in his spiritual life. But if he can do that, and actually a mind body spirit balance of that, and he can make all the right choices in those areas, in his physical well-being, and also his spiritual self. It's very important to be making those very small incremental steps in the right direction, because it will build. He will get the confidence. He will develop the perseverance and strength to keep going, especially with you there as a support and friend. But we will pray for him. Please encourage him to just keep doing the next right thing. I cannot say it enough. It sounds easy to do, but people want quick results. And if we just keep taking the steps forward, you'll see that positive things will start to happen, especially in our spiritual life. Okay, Abraham, I've got everybody in the book, though.
I agree. Just with the one step is that it's not always small steps or bad decisions. There's panics that are out there that are infested with other things that could cause something in your life.
Interesting. Okay, I think we just might have gotten just clipped right there, but I think I got the gist of it, Abraham. Thank you so much for calling in. We've got him in the book. Keep us posted, please, and thank you for that call. Okay, Abraham's going to free that phone line right there. You're going to hear the music in just a few seconds, and when we come back, we'll get back to the phones. Laura and Armando and Grace and the others, please, there is an open phone line just for you about relationships. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call for this month of June on relationships. Once a month we do it, so don't miss out. Call in. I'll be right back. It's all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you know what? Tomorrow, I just want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow when Jerry is back. We're going to be talking about, have you had to put down or give away a pet? So that's another relationship. You know, pets become part of our family, and we get very close to them, and it can be very difficult when we have to let them go. So that's tomorrow. But let me get back to the phones. Laura in Houston, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Look at Guadalupe Radio Network go. Good job today, guys. Laura, welcome to the program. Hello, Laura. Laura, are you there?
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so it is also my first time coming on the radio with you guys. And I just wanted to ask you about the ministry, I believe it was, that Al had. I'm not sure what he had going on, but it sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. And also, I'd like to give my experience with my relationship with the Lord that I've had in the neo-catechumenal way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So right now I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. Take your time, Laura. Think about that for a second, what you were going to say. If you were talking about Al Cresta, you can listen to his shows, Cresta in the Afternoon. They're all archived. You know, you could listen to his show, and he was just a giant in the Catholic media world. And you will get a lot out of it and learning about his story, his journey, his back into the Catholic faith, and then also he just had so much to impart by way of understanding things that are going on in the world in a better way. So I wanted to say that to give you some time to jog your memory. So go right ahead, Laura.
Oh, yes. Okay, that sounds very nice, too. But yes, the neo-catechumenal way, mm-hmm. It is a charisma in the Catholic Church. And it's been from way back with Kiko Arguello, and I'm very thankful to God that he led my parents to this charisma or this way of living inside the Catholic Church, because it's totally changed my life. I'm now 34, but I began the new catechumenal way when I was 14, and 14, it's a very tough life in school and in society, and especially I think it's worse nowadays. But I was led into this life where God permitted me and my family to go through a lot of disadvantages. And one of those, we lived in, I don't want to say in poverty, but we did lack a lot of the goods that the world now portrays as to you should have, right? You should have this lifestyle, this clothing, these shoes, this stuff, right? These parents, this family. And I, of course, because I had a battle with myself, and I did not know of this, I fell into all this stuff the world feeds into our minds, right? And oh my goodness, what was I telling? I was saying before. So the way we started walking was with my parents. My parents would drag me to church. Mm-hmm. I didn't want, right? Because it's also, we have a celebration Saturday night, and Saturday night there's parties. There's just stuff, right? Get-togethers, gatherings, and of course, me being Hispanic, quinceañeras at that time, I was 14, 15. So you have a lot of that in school, and I wasn't able to attend. Or if I was able to attend, it was after. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of battles with that. And of course, growing up in this charisma just turned our lives. It just, it was a long walk, a long journey. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm 34,
right.
But I'd like to say that by the age I was 19, it started opening my eyes, right? It's like a veil that starts to fall. It's like a multi-layer veil. Mm-hmm. And God, just, I now see that God didn't want me to just drop that veil, because I would say, no, I don't want this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want this because I want this. But slowly and surely, he's had patience with me. And I was able to do changes, right? I was, I fell for, of course, pornography, fornication, masturbation. And now I was able to slowly, you know, get away from that.
Sure.
Slowly but surely. And today I'm able, God has blessed me with a, one that I didn't mention earlier. It's asking my parents for forgiveness because I judged them so much. My brothers, right? Because I so many times believed the other person is not who I want them to be.
Right.
They're not who I would like for them to be. And so I always, I never cherished my parents, never cherished my brothers, the people around me, because I was just, it was me. It was a spiritual battle I was having.
Right.
And I was able to have that reconciliation with my dad before he passed of cancer. And my mother, who currently lives with me, she's a widow, and she lives with me, and she's in, I want to say, good terms with the Lord. She's not out looking for men, you know, that kind of thing, or parties and living the life. But rather, she's also in the charisma, and she's
right.
She's doing the things the Lord would like for her to do. And for myself, now I'm blessed with a marriage, two kids. And I had a little over 3 weeks ago, I had a miscarriage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And rather than me just crying my soul out, I'm able to have faith in Christ that I would one day be able to see this baby again.
But Laura, we have a lot of new listeners. So let me just go back a little bit, because you were talking about the neo catechumenal way, and I will tell you that it's unique for many. They don't understand it, and so I want to just give little snippets of it right now, so that people can maybe look into the history of it and better understanding after the show. But Laura, so basically, what you're saying is because you were introduced this way of practicing and living out your Christian life, right? Living out your Catholic life, it has transformed you and changed you in many ways. So it's enabled you to get stronger. And I do believe there are those gifts and blessings that come out of this particular focus on how to live out. It's basically the best way I can describe it, Laura. When I was in religious education, is we used to say to people, it's like living out, going through, now it's called OCIA, but RCIA, but living it out on a daily basis. So you're forming yourself in the faith. You're living out the faith in real ways, and you have the support system of other like-minded folks in the community. So my question is do you have that support around you still? And is the community growing? Are more people adopting this very precise way of living out their Catholic faith?
So yes, I do have a community, and they have been very supportive. The way the neo catechumenal works, and I do encourage if whoever is listening is going through a situation and they would just like to try it, they would see what I'm talking about. But I do have another community, right, that I've been in before. And so I'm blessed to have another community of people that are currently encouraging and supported in prayer, in and people my community personally, the one I can speak to and open up to, and they're not no one is who to judge, and they don't judge me, and I don't feel judged by my community. Rather, I feel supported because we're all sinners, and we're able to, so we're able to feel for one another, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I do see the community growing. This is also a community, and it's beautiful because now it is for the family, for the entire family.
Yeah.
So now I see my brother who now has older kids, mm-hmm. and one is able to go. So he's able to have his own community.
Right.
And that's how it works. So you lead your kids on through this faith.
Right. But Laura, you know what's the beauty of what you're just sharing here is we talk a lot about building up the body of Christ, supporting the body of Christ, healing the body of Christ, walking with the body of Christ, being an active member of the body of Christ. And what you're sharing is you talking about living out your Christian life and with the support of others and your family and the community. And that's very important. You're putting the effort, you're putting the intention into your Christian beliefs and your Catholic walk, and that's important. You're making an investment in it, and you're not just, it's not a spectator sport for you. You're in the game, and you're seeing the fruits of it in your family and in your own life. Laura, this is why we do shows like this, and this is why, you know, EWTN and all the other Catholic radio stations exist, is to get the message out that we need to take ownership of our spiritual lives, our faith lives, and really put the time and effort into that road to holiness, that path to sainthood. So Laura, way to go. I'm so glad you were a first time caller. You are awesome. I wish I had more time to spend with you, but if you look at the clock, we're going to run out of time. But Laura, call us back again. And actually, we already got messages coming in that people are looking up the Neo Catechumenate. So there you go, Laura. You've got that out to a worldwide platform. Thank you, Laura. I'm going to have to let you go on that because I've got Grace and Arlington, Virginia, who's waiting so patiently, has been waiting a long time on the EWTN app, and that's the way Grace is listening. Welcome to the program, Grace.
Yes. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm a little, I have to be honest. My heart feels heavy because, you know, Al Cresta, in my opinion, being in his early 70s, way too young to be called home. But that's, you know, God needed him, so he went. But it was a tough weekend. But it was. But I was also, you know, pleased that we had 9 years of Take Two. So we have. It was an interesting weekend, Grace. But there's a long answer to your short question. Go right ahead.
Yes, well, I have something to share myself, but I did want to say my good close childhood friend Catherine listened to Al Cresta, and she told me last night and all yesterday and today, and she just said how much he impacted her life, how intelligent he was, how he had the best shows. And then she just said to me, Grace, they're archived. But anyway, I just wanted to put that in, that Catherine in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, also feels it very much misses Al Cresta. But I'm calling today because you said about calling about relationships and also our relationship with God. And I wanted to say, I love God the Father so much. I love him. And in prayer, I can hear his love for me. And he has special terms of endearment that he calls me in the prayer. Basically, I listen, I hear his love for me, and then I write him love letters. And yesterday, being Father's Day, I was thinking how much I love God the Father. And one thing I do is I buy Father's Day cards. So yesterday I had a couple Father's Day cards in my apartment, and I wrote them out to God the Father and told him how much I love him and thank him for everything that he's given to me. And I just wish everyone could really love God the Father the way I do, because I feel like I always want to do PR for God the Father, because people say, oh, he's this, he's that. I say, no, he's so kind and loving, and he has special terms of endearment for every single person, unique to each person.
Wow.
And I just wanted to share, and it just really hits me every year on Father's Day, especially. And, you know, we all love our fathers and grandfathers and our brothers. But God the Father, he just gives so much to us every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jesus taught us how to pray the Our Father. And so that's why it's such a powerful prayer. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, we kind of miss out. Like, I think what happens, Grace, is people pick a person of the Trinity that they focus on, and they miss out on all of the elements of the Trinity. And Grace, it sounds like you have tapped in with a very unique, special relationship with God the Father. And that is an incredible thing. And I wish that for everyone listening, for their relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Absolutely, the Trinity. But the beauty of what you just shared, Grace, is the intimacy you have attained with God the Father, because a lot of people have father wounds. And so they find God the Father to be very distant, can be very maybe harsh or too strict, or it's too, you know, too difficult to relate to. But you have done just that. You have brought that relationship very close to your heart. To me, that sounds like what we hear about the biblical characters in the Old Testament. You know, like David and others. It's pretty incredible, Grace. I think you're on to something there, and I hope that others are listening so they can explore. And that's the importance of, again, going back to what Laura was saying in Houston, Texas. Same thing about investing yourself and being a person that is taking on their faith life and their spiritual life and working at it on a regular basis. That includes building a relationship with the Trinity. So absolutely, Grace. Anything else you want to share? By the way, your friend Catherine, I think, is calling in from Cleveland Heights. She might be on hold right after you. So you got it. Once you hang up, you got to continue to listen, Grace.
But I just wanted to say, you know, I feel this special, special gift to be able to have this relationship with God the Father, because my father was so wonderful and worked hard, and he worked so hard for our family and did everything and was such an upright, honest person. But, you know, he couldn't express his love towards me. He himself was wounded because of his father and then the father before. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that this is a gift from God the Father to give to me. And I love my father, and I don't have, there's all of the pain and all of that is just washed away. And that I have this, God the Father has given me this special relationship.
Yeah.
Very close and loving. And mm-hmm. He wants that with everyone. And
absolutely.
Thank God.
But Grace, what you got to do is keep telling your story of your relationship, just like you did. Just like on this worldwide platform, because when you're sharing, somebody's listening and going, I want what Grace feels for God the Father. I want that. And then they start pursuing God. And that's what you want. So you just started something here today, Grace. I'm so happy you called in. Thank you so very much. Now, continue to listen, because your friend Catherine is up next, okay?
Love Al Cresta. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, Grace. Thank you. Thank you for adding to this discussion. Catherine, don't move. Don't go anywhere. I just have to share this. Join us for the Mass every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Don't miss out. We can send a link to your email inbox every day. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. By the way, I catch the Mass in the morning and the evening on EWTN. I love the EWTN television Mass. Okay, Catherine, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, your friend Grace was talking about you, listening on EWTN.com. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Debbie. And Grace does have a wonderful relationship with God the Father, and Grace is a wonderful person. So it's really helped her over the years, and she's always been a wonderful person. But I am calling because Grace said, you're talking about Al Cresta today, and I listened to your show, but I wasn't listening at that time, but I thought I want to call in because I think, you know, everybody knows who listens to him. He has a great mind, and he's, you know, he knows all sorts of things, and you know, just reads, he read constantly. And, but he was also, it seemed like I didn't know him. I listened to him maybe for the last 4 or 5 years. I didn't know about his program before that. But I think his greatness came from his mind and his whole persona. It came from his humility, that he knew that it was a gift from God. And he, you know, he was a great interviewer because it wasn't tied up with his ego. It wasn't all about him. It was about what the person was saying. So he was really focused on that person. And he had a lot of maturity, it seemed, and a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge. And he had a wonderful show. I will miss it so much, but I will listen to the archives because there's a lot I missed over the years because I didn't know about him. But that's all I wanted to say. I think his it wasn't just his mind, but he was advancing the kingdom, and he knew it was a gift from God, and it wasn't all about him. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to say.
I completely agree with you. His humility, he was amazing, and he had endured so much in life, and yet he just you could tell that he wanted to get the message out in a very clear way to all of us. And I loved that about him, and I learned every single time I tuned in. So, Catherine, thank you so much for sharing today. I sat very quietly so that hopefully we can flag your comments about Al and hopefully maybe use them in a future promo or something of that nature for Al Cresta. Okay, couple things. Real quickly, Armando, Charles is going to catch Catherine's comment, so that's wonderful. Armando in Orlando, Florida, I've only got 2 minutes. You're on the iHeart Radio app. Please, Armando, take it away.
Yes, good morning, and this is my first time calling.
I have been
a long life Catholic for as long as I can remember. I was born and raised in a Catholic faith with a very devout Catholic family. I find myself in a unique situation. I'm currently 36 years of age, and I love my wife dearly. And the only issue that I have is that I'm very strong in my faith, and this is in regards to baptism. Recently, my mother-in-law had an opinion about baptism, and my wife and I have been trying to conceive for a while now. And, you know, I would consider it a blessing if God blessed us with a baby, but as I was explaining to my wife, I believe in infant baptism. And when my mother-in-law was talking to us about how we would proceed, because she attends a non-denominational Christian church, I've explained to my wife, like, I respect opinions, but at the same time, I don't know how to navigate this process to get them to understand the validity of infant baptism.
Okay.
Because there has been animosity between the family due to the way I was baptized. And I'm trying to figure out how do I navigate future children when I'm Catholic and she's not.
Oh, okay. But your wife supports your Catholicism, correct?
She doesn't believe things that I believe in, the way the Catholic Church handles itself, but I do. And without offending each other, I try to...
Sure. Armando, we're going to run out of time. Here's what you may want to do. Why don't you schedule time with a parish priest or a deacon in the Catholic Church for you and your wife to sit down and to really get on the same page? If she's not Catholic, that's not really an issue. But the issue is if she's not supportive of your Catholicism, that could be a problem. So you want to get on the same spiritual page, at least with support of this. And so that you can move forward in a good way, so it doesn't cause a problem with your relationship. Okay, but remember, the best thing in the world to do is to live by example and to really live out your faith and to let it just come forth through you by your practice of Catholicism. So let it just pour out of you in just a beautiful way, a very organic way, because we found that is one of the best ways to catechize, to evangelize, to get people into the faith, is to just be a very good, joy-filled Catholic, right? And so, but I would suggest sitting down with somebody maybe for some spiritual direction in that area, so you and your your wife can get on the same page, okay? That's the best I can do today. But if you want to email me, I'll happily maybe answer a little bit more with some details of why I said what I said. The email is take2@ewtn.com. Thank you, Armando. We'll be praying for you. I put everybody in the book. And by the way, I was going to share all the social media comments because you're coming in strong with all the congratulations on 9 years of Take Two. I'm going to wait. If Charles, hold these comments because Jerry's coming back tomorrow. We have to share with Jerry. It's not fair that I get to celebrate without him. We've always done this together for 9 years. So all these beautiful comments of those that have been listening to the show from the very beginning. You guys are amazing. Thank you. You really put a big smile on my face. Thank you to the show team, Charles and Michael and Matt. You guys are awesome. All the affiliates that carry Take Two. God bless you all for doing the hard work out there, getting the gospel message on the radio airwaves. Tomorrow we'll be talking about pets and having to let go of a pet tomorrow. It's going to be a difficult show, but that's tomorrow. See you real soon.